From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus, sitting in for Debbie Elliott. Coming up, gay marriage back on the front burner of national politics. But first, a story about the press and how reporters are dealing with growing pressure to reveal their sources. Five news organizations have agreed to pay $750,000 to settle a lawsuit by a government scientist once accused of espionage. The scientist, Wenho Li, alleged that his privacy was violated when those news organizations reported information from his personnel file leaked by anonymous government sources. Reporters for The New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Associated Press, and ABC News refused to say who leaked the information, and they were held in contempt of court. In a joint statement, the news organizations said they made the payment to protect their confidential sources and keep their journalists out of jail. For its part, the federal government will pay Dr. Li an additional $895,000. Media watchers describe the payment by news organizations as unprecedented and troubling. To find out more, we've called Lucy Delglish, director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. Welcome.
Thank you.
What makes this payment by the news media so unusual?
Well, I cannot think of any time in history when journalists who were not being sued by the plaintiff, they were just asked to provide information as part of the lawsuit. And when they refused to cooperate and identify their confidential sources, they were held in contempt. I am not aware of any other situation in which the media has paid damages to a plaintiff when they were not the defendant.
And why do you think this hasn't happened before?
Because we, in the past, have had much better luck protecting confidential sources. And we've just seen an incredibly steep increase in the number of subpoenas served on reporters in the last several years.
Doesn't the payment, though, put the media in this strange position of working in concert with the government to settle this lawsuit? Something that's a line we're not supposed to cross.
Well, I don't really see it that way. What I think we are seeing here, rather, is a way for these journalists and their employers to get out of this situation with the least amount of damage being done to both the reporters, the sources, and the media companies. The judge in this case had said that if she were to continue to hold them in contempt, she would not jail them, she would throw a fine at them. And she would require the journalists themselves to pay the fine, and she would ban their employers from reimbursing them. So these news organizations were faced with a situation where their reporters could have gone bankrupt for doing their jobs.
Does this imply, though, a changed standard now for journalists, one in which we must verify information provided by government sources before reporting it if we want to avoid this kind of lawsuit
later?
Well, of
course, a good reporter is going to do that. And I think in this case, those reporters in most of the instances did verify it. The information, he didn't sue for libel. He was suing because the government released truthful information from its own files.
Does this settlement make it more likely, perhaps, that news organizations will become entangled in lawsuits against governments or corporations?
Absolutely.
In which improper disclosure of information is then reported?
Yes, that's exactly what the danger is here. But I would also point out that I don't think I would have done anything different. These media companies were trying very hard to keep their employees out of jail and keep their employees from not paying any fines. And keep in mind, they were able to achieve their ultimate goal. They have protected their sources.
Lucy Delglish is director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. Thank you.
You're welcome.